This great Claire, Matt and Kimber catch-up is for Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
This is Mix 94.5. It's Claire, Matt and Kimber. We have been chatting over the weekend, of course, and a little bit last week with the announcement that I'm leaving radio and leaving you guys.
Yeah, you sort of dropped the mic.
Sorry,
didn't you?
It's been a very emotional time. It's Kimber and Matt next year on Mix 94.5. Pete, Matt, and Kimber.
Yay!
Pete Carelli! Pete Carelli!
Hang on a second. Wait a minute. This is the first time I've heard you. Wait, you're leaving?
I was
literally just walking past the studio and somebody said, "Hey, listen, can you just go into that studio for a second? The guys are just having a chat. They want to tell you about something."
So, hey, brother, you want my gig?
Okay, yeah, sure.
I mean, this is such a thrill for us because, you know, for us to lose someone as experienced and as such a good friend as Claire is to us, you know, trying to replace you is not easy, and it's not anything that we're even doing with, but to have you, Pete, you've been a member of the Mix family for a long time.
Long time.
And you popped away for a little bit.
It was a holiday, you
just
guys.
Flirting.
Flirting with the Hit Network back to us again. And we just, Matt and I are thrilled because we can't think of a better person to join this team. So welcome aboard.
Guys, I really appreciate it. I am genuinely excited to be coming back to Mix 94.5. Claire, I first met you when I was 19 and fresh-faced, and it was Rockaby Road. And, mate, I walked in. You were the first jock that I met at Mix 94.5, and it was the warmest, loveliest hello that I'd had from anybody yet. It was just a bit of a moment for me because I'd listened to Mix 94.5 for so long. I was always on in our house and all that sort of stuff. And then, mate, I think it was probably close to 10 years later, and here I was on Mix 94.5, and I was doing mid-dawns, and I was in there for 6 hours, and I've walked out, and you've gone, "Mate, what's taking you so long?" And I just stop and dance, and you've given me a piece of advice, which I still to this day hold on. He goes, "Mate, you're a bloke, you're just a person, like anybody listening. Next time you make a mistake, just power through." Next morning, 20 minutes, done. Mm. You've been looking out for me and my career ever since I started, mate. It's been 17 years of absolute joy knowing you, and stepping into your shoes on a station as proud as Mix 94.5 is going to be bloody tough. You said before, Kimber, you know, looking for the right replacement. I'm not replacing you. You're irreplaceable. I'm just here and appreciative that I've still got a job and coming back to a great group of people.
And you're your own man too, man. So
So, mate, thank you. Not just for what you've done for me, but what you've done for Perth and for the career that you've had.
And you know what else? It's only someone who recognises Claire's generosity of spirit that could come into this team, because that's what we love about him, is that he's someone who's had a blessed career but has never forgotten that, and welcomes people in and knows that we all have to start somewhere. And I've never seen him anything other than respectful and welcoming of anyone who's walked in here.
Yep. And I think that's the joy for Matt and myself too, is that, you know, we see that in you too, Pete, and we know how hard you work, and we, you know, we've seen you around the building, and we've always maintained our friendships. Every time we see you, we have a great big hug and a chat, and I think that, you know, to know that you're going to just come back in, it feels like family again, and we all know how hard that is in radio, and to start with new family every time. And so for us, like, this is a real dream situation, especially, you know, after the fact that we just don't get to hang out with him. We're still licking our wounds. It's still a fresh wound, but, like, we're very, very happy to have you here.
No, I appreciate that. I'm looking forward to it. I'm really excited to two things: come back home to Mix, but also to be able to stay here in my hometown, born and bred Perth, and play for the home team.
Woo-hoo!
And also to have my mum listen to me on the radio again.
Yes!
She hasn't listened to me for about 18 months.
She's been a great listener. Thanks so much for tuning in.
So there's only two more things to mention. Pete Carelli, of course, is part of the new team. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber and Mix 94.5.
Oh, my name's first!
Bizarre.
Yes!
There'll be talks with management.
The first is that management, I've convinced them, agreed.
Hang on a second. Yeah. Is the order of our names the way that we're ranked? If that's the case, I've never known, and I've very happily sat at the end, and now that I know that it's something more than that, I might have to push back.
Sorry, Pete's top dog. Management have agreed to pay you my wage for next year.
Right.
Money joking. And don't f*** it up.
Thanks, mate.
Love you guys. Sometimes you get humiliated in public and 500 people walk past when your maxi dress, not Matt or I, stuck in an escalator right in the middle of Melbourne's
just weird,
very busy shopping zone there in Dimmock's bookstore.
And we shouldn't feel humiliated. I remember at Australia Day many years ago, someone threw a sparkler from behind and it landed in my hair.
Oh, my hair
caught on fire, but I didn't know it was on fire yet, so nobody had said anything.
And Michael Jackson
and
in the 80s.
And everyone behind me was cheering and laughing.
Pepsi
and right. Meanwhile, my head's on fire.
Well, people thought you did it on purpose for attention?
No, they just realised that, you know, I was the poor sucker who got hit with it.
Gee, that Kimber Kale really gets into her Australia Day.
What an idiot.
Celebrations.
What a live wire.
Jeff in Brabham, have you been publicly humiliated?
I have, and just a quick one, Claire. Thanks for your time, mate, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Thanks, bud. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I was on St. George's Terrace late for lunch. So this is on a Friday, lovely lunchtime rush at 12 o'clock, and I'm running down the centre of St. George's Terrace. So I got over one half the road, and I'm running down the centre, except I'm having to look behind me to see where the traffic's coming from.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I have run straight into a light pole and dropped me like a bag of spuds.
Was it your head, Jeff? What hit the pole?
The whole body, just all gone. Head,
no.
Head, body, like I've got off the floor. And I reckon I have never been a kung fu panda in my speed of getting up off the ground in my life. And the first thing I did, I wasn't worried about my injuries. I looked around to see how many people had seen it.
Yes.
And needless to say, it was at the front near William Street where the bus stops are.
No.
Quite a few people.
Yeah, quite a few, buddy.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it would have been that noise. It would have been a collective as you hit. It's sort of like where everyone smiles but also gasps.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Like it's bad.
Has he broken anything?
We hope he gets back up.
Yeah, just that. Oh, poor thing. I'm glad it's not me. Yeah.
Broken spirit, that's all. Hey, thanks, Jeff. All the best, mate. Thanks, mate.
Oh, my goodness me.
Sharman in Safety Bay. How about you? Have you been publicly humiliated?
Yes, on my wedding day.
Sharman, what happened?
200 people watching me walk down the aisles, heels on grass, and I tripped over not once, but twice.
Oh, no.
What do you do?
My dad had to pick me up off the floor. Everyone went, and then they laughed, and I laughed, and yes, it was quiet. But yeah, it happened twice as I'm walking down the aisle.
So you actually went down. You actually, it wasn't just a stumble. You hit the ground.
Hit the grass.
I was on my knees. My dad had to help me up.
Oh,
did anyone have a crack at dad for not holding on to you strongly enough there, Sharman?
No, it was just my poor dad. He put his back out. I went down those heels, man, on grass, just did it.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
You know, Sharman, the thing with wedding days too is people get very nervous about them being a really big event. That probably broke the ice and allowed everyone to relax, did it?
It did, actually. It was one of those things. It was complete quiet, and then everyone just had it. It was just like it broke the tension.
Yeah.
Good after that, but yeah,
and people they'll never forget your wedding, Charmin.
Broke the tension and dad's back.
Peter in Auburn Grove, tell us about your public humiliation.
Morning, guys. Well, what can I say? The day I got my braces on, as a 13-year-old,
right?
I worked at the Palace roller skating rink in Boulder in Kalgoorlie, and went to do my first session with my braces on and proceeded to get my braces locked in the microphone for 2.5 hours.
Oh, no.
And what? In the microphone?
No.
Yeah, the wire got caught in the mesh on the microphone. So had to wait for the orthodontist to come down to extract me from them.
Oh, Peter.
Dude.
Nowhere to hide.
Nowhere to run to.
No, definitely not. Nowhere to skate to.
And so did you just try and hold the microphone casually so it looked like you were just, you know, not stuck on it? I mean, that's so crazy.
I spoke a little bit quieter because I was very close to the microphone.
Oh, that's good mic technique, Pete.
Wow.
Very
nice.
Everyone thought you were just doing a sexy talk while snowballing.
Also, that's terrible for a kid, isn't it? Because I remember getting braces at that age and you just hated them in the first place.
So self-conscious already.
Let alone having a terrible situation on day one.
worked out well.
Oh, metal mouth with a microphone.
Well done, Peter. Great story. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks for sharing,
bro. But you got great teeth, though, Pete.
Yeah.
To Ellenbrook. G'day, Andrew.
Yeah, g'day, guys. I was at a carnival many years ago with my then 9-year-old son, and we were on a whizzy ride. I can't remember the name of it, but it was quite violent. And all of a sudden, my son's saying, "Oh, I don't feel too well, Dad." And I said, "Yeah, neither do I, pal." And of course, I've spewed the whole carriage.
Yep.
But the worst thing was the old mate had seen what happened, so he slowed the ride down to get me off.
Yep.
But the carriage went that slow towards the end, and you know where it ended up? Right in the front of the queue.
Oh, terrific!
Yeah, and all my glory. So my dad actually took us there and dropped us off, and I rang Dad and said, "Oh, you better bring a towel. Somebody spewed."
Yep.
And Dad turns up, and he was most alarmed to find it was me.
Oh, dear. Oh, but no one hopped on that carriage in a hurry.
I think that's everyone's nightmare on those rides. You're like, you never want to be the person that does, but you also don't want to be the person who's next to the person who does.
No, that's even worse.
Exactly. That wasn't good. Thank you, guys.
Good on you, buddy.
All the best. All right, Perth, it's time for your favourite game show. Kimber Cahill, come on down.
Yeah, woo, yeah, okay.
Matt Dutinsky, come on down.
That's what I'm talking
You're
about.
You're the next contestants on
Wheel of Classy.
Now, here's everybody's favourite host, Dean Clancy.
Oh, yes.
Woo, love that guy.
Favourite host.
Oh, never had a round of applause before. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, you know, making you feel good.
feel good before he goes.
Yeah, okay. Now that you're leaving, we thought we'd better point out that we like you along the way.
I need to tell you, the current score check for 2020 on the Wheel of Clarsy is Kimber 22, Matt 19.
Okay.
A bit like your ages.
Yeah. Closing the gap.
Well, yes.
Yeah, you have, actually.
I've done well, but you already... They're all dead rubbers, aren't they?
They are a bit.
Yeah.
You can't win anymore.
I can't win.
No, don't reuse the dead ones. Look, Rewind Selector is what we're playing this morning.
Okay.
Do we need to play that little rewind bit? Okay, yeah. I'll play it. Get you in the mood.
Enter Selector.
Okay, Kimber, you know how this game works?
Yeah, we play the songs backwards and we just have to guess what the song is.
Unfortunately, I know how it works too, but I can't seem to do anything about it.
So we are about to play the game today, and now all of us, of course, best of five, first to three wins, unless there's that extraordinary thing where no one gets anything right. The theme today is all of our songs are leaving songs.
Of course they are.
Okay.
But I'm leaving you both.
Yeah. Okay.
Love you both, but leaving you both. Are we ready to play with song number one?
Yeah,
okay.
All right.
Okay, good luck. It's Wheel of Clarsy. Go for it.
Matthew Dutinsky.
Hey, Matty, what you got?
Don't You Forget About Me, Simple Minds.
Yeah, nice one.
Jim Kerr. Simple Minds. Hey, on the scoreboard, Matty, well done.
Thank you.
Matt Dutinsky, 1. Kimber Cahill, 0. It's just been very official here. I'm not quite sure why. Song number 2.
Matt Dutinsky.
What do you got, Matty?
Is it Time of Your Life?
You're pretty good at this damn game, aren't you?
Hang on a second. I just want to point out the inconsistency. Well, actually, no, the consistency of producer Tom's cheating.
Cheating?
He's already put that song in a couple of weeks ago as a cheat for you, Matty, because you were learning it for High School Reunion, and now he's done it again.
And the first song, the Simple Minds song, I sang at our Rockstar Night.
Producer Tom has been desperate for you to win all year, and you consistently let him down, so he's not quitting.
I've got to admit, if you're an umpire or referee of any kind, cheating is the worst. Being accused of cheating is the worst thing you say.
Terrible.
So, Kimber, I'm taking a point off you for that. And two, Kimber minus one.
Do you want me to give you a urine sample right now?
No, I can't do that. Not that mean. Two zippers, the score. Song number 3, good luck.
Sounds like War of the Worlds.
Definitely a much tougher one, this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
No idea.
Timberlake.
NSYNC. Yeah.
Big bye-bye song from the early days of Justin Timberlake in NSYNC. Okay. Number 4.
Matthew Dutinsky, hit the road, Jack.
Oh, you're going with Hit the Road, Jack.
Yeah. Nice one.
Well, you're on fire today. Here's the song.
Don't you come back no more, no more, no
yeah,
more,
get out of here. Well, no, do come back for the next 2 weeks, please.
I think we need to. Matt's had a win. Zip.
Nice one.
Yay.
Hey,
well
I've got
played.
To say,
thank you.
You've closed the gap well. I think it was 22-17. Now it is Kimber 22, Matt 20. The Wheel of Clarsy.
It feels hollow.
Yeah, because once I knew I'd won for the year, I just stopped playing.
Yeah, you're on summer holidays.
You are a leadfoot. You've taken the pedal off the metal.
That great Clarsy, Matt and Kimber catch-up was for Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.